This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome back, everyone.
Welcome.
TVI, episode 128.
Loads of them. We've done too many.
We've just been discussing. We've done too many episodes. So we're quitting now. We're not even going to do the episode. We're done. Thanks for listening. We're joined by our 128th guest.
Wow.
It's not, you're not 128th guest. We've had so many repeat offenders.
Have you?
Well, yeah, because we're normally really bad at organizing guests.
Oh, great.
But now we've got an actual studio to invite them to. We're much better at it.
I've done it before.
You have done it before on Zoom. Yeah. Yes, you're a repeat customer. Poppy Hillstead, everybody.
Double dosed.
Poppy Hillstead.
I'm really orange.
That's a bottle of vodka.
Yeah.
Getting on it.
128, yeah.
Yes.
Orange.
You don't look orange.
I do. Me and Julian quite orange.
You've got
cooler skin tone.
Well, I'm hungover, so I'm ashen faced at
ghost.
The minute.
Like, proper
it. I thought when I woke up this morning, this is going to be a vomit hangover. That's how bad
I felt.
And I've not had one of them in a long time.
I mean,
but I woke up.
28th episode.
I know. That's what
vomit.
We need. A vomit. A vomit on air.
You've still got good skin, though.
I've got good skin.
Yeah.
I mean, do you know what? I drink a lot of water.
With your beer.
Well, I didn't last night. I didn't drink any water. But I do drink a lot of water day to day. Not too much. One coffee a day. I try
and
have maximum two.
No, I'm rubbish. I drink like half a cup a day.
Yeah.
That's too much.
That is not enough water to survive.
I mean, we're made of water. You don't need to add that much to
You're not one of them people that drinks loads of tea or something.
No, I don't drink anything.
No liquids.
People are really bothered by it. They're just like, someone will pour me a glass of water and then it will go down by like a centimetre.
Really?
Yeah. Just
what's your favourite liquid?
Just getting with the big questions early doors.
Like Lemsip.
What?
Oh, yeah. Delicious.
That's all right, isn't it?
Do you know, I almost died of Lemsip.
Did you? Oh.
Yeah, true story.
There was like in the Lemsip pandemic.
I blew it up, snorted it.
Enema.
Me and my mates went through a phase of snorting different
drugs.
Oh yeah, yeah.
No, but we wanted like we tried other
That's
ones,
what you're
like
supposed
just
to
like
do.
Over the counter of tablets, and we just crush them up and snort them and see what happened.
Yeah.
I once bought drugs in Soho, and it was paracetamol. But we wanted it so badly, we just sat down the river and did it.
And all it did was just clear up your headache.
Yeah, and it was actually, I think it was a good drug dealer. He helped me right out. Nice one, bro.
Oh, God.
Put me on a course of antibiotics.
But no, so the Lemsip.
Yeah.
Basically. Do you know Lemsip Max Strength?
Oh, that's good.
Has ibuprofen and stuff in it.
Yeah.
I was, and this isn't a nice story, I was drinking a lot at the time. I was 23. And I also developed a weird, slight painkiller addiction.
Yeah.
But all over the counters, it was like, because I was drinking a lot, I was getting hangovers every day.
Yeah.
So I would take like a pack of ibuprofen over the day just to deal with my hangovers.
Oh, my God.
And over a course of a few months, I didn't realise I'd eroded the wall line into my stomach.
Oh no.
On purpose.
Just trying to get rid of it, see what happens. Just trying to shift a few pounds.
Start from the, it's an inside job, you know what I mean?
Trying my new diet. But
removing organs.
Yeah. But I developed loads of stomach ulcers that I didn't know about.
Oh, shit.
And then went out one night and got absolutely shit-faced.
Yeah.
And then got home and I thought I'd ward off the hangover with Lemsip Max Strength.
Oh, God.
Drank it. The ibuprofen was the final nail in the coffin in that. And I ruptured my stomach and I got internal bleeding.
Oh, my God.
And by the time I woke up, I'd lost 4 pints of blood and I got rushed to hospital.
How much weight is that? That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Right. This time you're keeping it off. Minute on the lips, lifetime on the hips.
But, so yeah, I almost died of Lemsip.
Oh, that's awful.
I mean, obviously the other factors were involved.
Yeah.
Lemsip was just like that fine. I just needed that little push off the cliff.
I'm chucking it in the bin when I get home.
I mean, you'll be all right if you're not also drinking loads.
I mean, I'm not.
Do you drink a lot of alcohol?
I don't. I only have a little. Again, because I barely drink any water, all I need is like half a beer and I'll be pissed.
Really?
Yeah.
I wish I only needed half a beer.
Just shit with all liquids. But actually, last night I thought I've overdosed on Strepsils, like 1,000,000,000%.
That's a dangerous one, man.
I've got really into like Busta Rhymes at the moment, and I'm like, I'm well into him. So I was watching Busta Rhymes live.
Well, Busta Rhymes is Strepsils, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know
what I mean? Well, that's
it's a crossover.
I was watching him, and he was like on a radio show, and he was going through all his hits live, and I was getting really into it.
Did he do Fired Up?
Don't know.
I mean, he's got a... That's
that Knight Rider tune, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've only just got into him, so I don't know. I'm really behind. So I was watching him and I was like, oh, my heart's pounding. And I looked to the side and I'd just
Maybe
been...
Maybe you're in love with him.
Well, that's it. I could either be in love with him or it was the Strepsils because I was like munching them because I was like getting really into it. And then my heart started pounding.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, fucking hell. Oh, my God. Pause the video. Look to the back. And it said that you can like... have an overdose on
them. What's in them that can cause an overdose?
Don't know.
I thought Strepsils were just like a throat lozenge.
I think maybe they've got paracetamol.
No.
Something's in them. Because
they've got something anesthetic.
Well, I suppose it does numb your throat, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. So when I was watching it, I was like, is this Buster or is this Strepsils overdose?
Yeah.
It might be Buster, though.
I think it's Buster because as soon as I got to the end of the video, it stopped. And I was like on the verge of calling, do you know what I mean?
NHS His agent.
To say, like, oh, I'm God, I'm in love with
Buster.
He sorts that out. Have you only just discovered Busta Rhymes?
It's not that I've just discovered him. I've just realised how great he is.
Right.
So I was like,
he is cool, isn't he? He is good.
He's good. Yeah. And when
good
I
get, actor as well.
Is he a good actor?
Yeah, he's popped up in some really good stuff. I don't know how. I'll check after.
He's got a good rap voice.
Check out his IMDb.
Yeah. He's got a good face.
He really knows a lot about hip hop and rap. he's got a good rap voice.
But it's really like gravelly, isn't
also,
it?
Also, but he's very unique in his style of rap.
At a
time when it was all sort of quite big budget.
Yeah.
You know, there was a lot of stuff that was very similar at that period of time. And he come out of a...
That's what I like. I was like, wow, my God. And he's passionate. Maybe I'm in love with him.
I think I am.
Can anyone...
It's a nice...
We'll put it out there. There's
worse people to be in love with.
He's a patron of ours.
£1.
Buster, if you're watching the video, get in touch. That would be an all-time great bit of comedy gossip.
If I smashed Buster Rhymes.
Yeah. Just, you know, like,
Poppy's smashing Buster Rhymes.
Yeah, can you imagine that? Do you know Poppy Hill said? Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
She turned up at the gig the other day. Yeah. With Buster Rhymes.
He pound me to a pulp.
Buster Rhymes.
She
did our podcast and Buster Rhymes was waiting outside.
Let's make it happen.
I will try.
Just make it up.
He might be married. He might be happily married with kids. We don't know.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Settled down.
Would that break your heart?
He's got like 6 kids, I think.
That's
yeah.
But is he still with the mother?
Any of the baby mamas?
I don't know.
Are they of, is it that sort of classic musician thing where he's got a few from different... Isn't it? Was it Screaming Jay Hawkins?
What are you trying to say?
Sorry. present company excluded. But isn't it Screaming Jay Hawkins? Apparently, is he's the record for like the most children because he would just tour and just bang everyone. Like, and it's something crazy. I'm sure it's
welcome to my world.
But it's I'm talking like there was a documentary and it's like 100 different people claim to be his child.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
Maybe they're after
They might be
Moolah.
yeah, I mean, I don't think it was much. When paying that much alimony, you ain't got much left.
I mean, I had a look at his personal life, Busta Rhymes, but...
Where did you look at his personal life? Can you look at people's personal...
One of my files, yeah.
Just a few cams I've placed around LA.
He's got a private detective currently on him.
Got a cam on his dog.
Just had a look, and it doesn't say anything about a girlfriend or wife.
Oh.
So I could be in there.
Make a play for it. He's probably in his 50s, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Late 50s, probably. Now.
I can do that.
Make a play for it, man.
What's the oldest person you've ever been out with? What's the biggest age difference?
Oh, shit.
79.
I don't know. I think when I was like, went out
the biggest age gap.
Or slept with, whatever. Whichever. What's the oldest person you've ever been romantic with?
I think maybe.
Let's just start with BJ.
It's the oldest person you've not.
What's the oldest knob
I've had in my mouth?
God.
Oh, this is horrible.
Oh, sorry.
No, let me actually think. 45, maybe.
45, and what age were you at the time?
I think
12.
I was...
Oh, God.
Sorry. I knew it was going to happen.
Therapy.
I know what I said.
But he was a nice guy, though.
Was he a nice guy? I can't remember. He might be listening.
So, how old Shout were you, out. Like in your 20s or?
Yeah, I think 20s. Although I got with
early 20s.
I got with this royalty person.
Prince Philip.
Royalty person? But actual royal.
Swedish royalty by accident.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice line, king. Is that what he said?
What?
I'm calling him a king and I'm saying it's a nice line that he lied to you about his royalty.
Picking a country that you'll never check. Yeah, I'm actually part of the Swedish royal family.
Swedish had a Scottish accent.
He's like, oh yeah, I'll bang you. No probs. Let's go back.
Where did you meet this Swedish royal?
At work. I'm really scared at work where I was working at the time.
Where were you working?
What was he doing at your work if he was a king?
Yeah, I reckon you might have been. I think you might have been the victim of a scam here.
You bumped into him at the photocopier. He had a king hat on.
He had his crown and his robe on.
Oh my God. I think I might have been scammed,
yeah. My wife got scammed this week.
Same guy.
Same
fucking guy. Told me he was a Swedish royal. I was livid, mate. But she got scammed by, it was a Monzo Bank scam.
Oh, shit.
She is with Monzo.
I am as well.
And it was they played the long game. She got a text from a month ago about setting up Apple Pay, and it came through from Monzo.
Oh, shit.
And then she got another one a couple of days ago from Monzo, and it literally came up, Monzo. There was none that funny, like, you click on it, and it's like 100 different letters and numbers at Yahoo. Whatever. It was actually like, apparently they cloned, like, they can use Monzo's number with some cloaking thing. So it said there's been sort of dodgy activity on your account. We need to call you and run through some some payments that have gone out of your account.
Oh shit!
Called up everything. Like it was proper legit sounding, and they got $3,500 out of her account.
Really?
Fuck!
Oh my god! Yeah. I'm worried now.
No, she'll get it back.
Yeah, she will. But it might. Yeah, no, it's going to take a little bit of work. Keep an eye on your money, everybody.
I had about £700 taken out my Barclays at the beginning of lockdown, just when we lost all work.
Oh, no.
I was going down my statement like 700 quid, like three different transactions. But Barclays are really good, they just put it back in.
Well, this is it. Monzo,
I might try that just with my normal direct debit.
Yeah. Oh, man. I seem to have, I think I've been scammed for £70 at Eon Energy once a month.
Doing a grand of rent each month for the last 6 years.
I've never been scammed money-wise. I have when I got...
Pass your card.
Just sex-wise.
Just sex,
can I borrow your card a sec?
With him, though, I got... He didn't say I'm Swedish royalty. He was just
You
like,
had a little cam on his dog as well.
When I woke up at his and he'd gone, because he was just like not there, I went through his stuff.
Right.
And I found like letterheads and stuff.
What's this guy doing working at just a job?
He wasn't working, he was just there.
Oh, right.
He's just there.
You're going for his stuff. I need to flag that.
Yeah.
I was like 20 and I was I need to know who this guy is, because he was like, oh shit, I'm late for this thing. And I was like, okay, cool. And as soon as he's left, I was like, what's
straight
that?
In the fucking cabinet.
Because I was in a huge flat in like, what's it? Marylebone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Marylebone.
Marylebone, yeah. And
Marylebone?
I was like,
It might be Marylebone.
I think I've always, I used to say Marylebone and then people kept correcting me to Marylebone.
Marylebone, yeah. Marylebone. Yeah. Woke up there and I was like, I need to know more about this guy.
I need to know
what
happened.
Yeah. Go through all this stuff.
I've had to go through
his stuff.
This sounds way worse than it is. I once had to go through a girl's bag.
Oh, of course.
While she was in the
shower.
You
needed the money, innit?
Why?
Because we'd had it off.
Coke ain't going to buy itself, is it?
I just wanted some money. it was a classic, just pissed up one night stand, and then woke up, had no idea what her name was, anything. Yeah. And then she, we were just chatting.
So you thought, a robber. I robbed this bitch. This faceless stranger.
I just went through to find some identification and check.
Check she was 16.
Oh, come on. Come on.
As she got dressed in her school uniform.
Were you checking if she was legal?
No, I was checking her name.
No, he knew she was illegal.
Her name.
Oh, yeah.
So he can block her on all socials and get his lawyers involved.
Get a
early
super
doors.
Injunction out.
You've got to play the long game straight away.
Yeah. But no, it was just purely she's in the shower and I'm just trying to find
just what's
evidence
the name?
Of her name. That's all I wanted.
Oh, because in case she got it wrong.
I had no idea.
Oh, what, to not kind of, like in case you got her name wrong and she'd
Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though she probably wouldn't have been able to tell you my name.
Just call her Doll. I do that, don't I?
Warren Beatty. Doll. Fucking Bugsy Malone.
Oh, God. What was in her purse?
A student card.
I don't actually remember much.
Plus result.
School uniform. She was a student.
Yeah.
And she had I found her student card, a university card.
Oh, right, okay. Look at that.
What was her full name?
I can't remember. I forgot it by the time I'd... left that city.
With your grab bag. You had to move on. Just walking up hitchhiking.
Incredible, the end of the Incredible Hulk. Just me with a bag over
another
my shoulder.
Another impregnation. Another STD, another city.
Oh, God.
God damn it.
I got with a barrister. And I was getting in with him for ages.
You've got quite a high calibre of people. You've had it off.
Royalty barrister. Yeah.
I'm just some grubby media student in Leicester. I've got a Raider bag off. You've just got rich people. You get to go to their nice houses.
Yeah, exactly.
Where did you meet him? On trial.
Just slipped him a note with my number on. I don't know where I met him. I can't remember, but I just felt like... I felt like he was older than he said he was.
Right.
And I had a look and it was, 5 years older.
Then he
just
said.
Just knocked a few years
rise
back.
Up,
didn't
kings.
That's the old Julian trick.
Is it?
Shave off. give thee the age pre-vat.
Always drop a decade or two.
What have you just blown your nose with?
Yeah, I was like, what's
just
happening?
Industrial paper.
I just used the cut.
Just ripped a bit off. This barrister, he looked like an anime character. So he didn't even need to, like, do you know what I mean?
What's an anime again? The Chinese thing, Japanese.
Chinese thing. Like Japanese animation.
Oh, yeah, they've got, like, big eyes.
Yeah, he had huge eyes, yeah. Oh. And, like, a tiny little nose and... like a pixie.
I wouldn't want to be represented by him in court. Everyone just be like, fucking guy, that's weird. I'm not trusting. The jury's like, I can't sort of laugh at it.
Looks freaky, man.
Looks like a Snapchat.
Frank
thing.
Sidebottom.
He did actually. Like a new Frank Sidebottom.
What sort of law was he a barrister in?
I don't know. I don't really know anything about him, really.
Did you go down his stuff as well?
Yeah, I did.
Just duck out in the morning.
Went through his case files.
Tore a few files up.
I did used to see the cases sometimes.
Oh, really?
And have a look, yeah.
That's cool.
I know, yeah.
What's the worst job somebody's had that you've slept with? Seeing as we're on this topic.
The worst job you've slept with?
Comedian.
Yeah, maybe comedian. I can't think. I don't know.
Have you ever been with any comics like that we know?
Maybe.
Let's drop that on Patreon.
Top tier. All the comics I've slept with. Can you cut this out?
we can cut it, but if it's anything you're uncomfortable saying,
we can snip it out.
Anything you're uncomfortable saying, but sucking Busta Rhymes' dick is fine. And then comics you've slept with. No, that's fine. Yeah.
It's a hypothetical, isn't it?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah. Comics I've slept with is a definite. Maybe I've slept with four.
Four.
Yeah. Maybe cut that out.
Okay.
Was that just at one gig?
Yeah. Makes Bill just go with everyone.
I was the MC that night, and do you know what I mean? Morale was down.
I'll have to snip this.
That's all right. We've not named anyone.
You could guess, and you could cut it out.
Or we could have...
Let's guess.
In the comments.
Leave it out. Yeah.
Is it Carl?
No, I ain't so with Carl. I ain't so with you.
Have you not?
No. Were you at the gig?
You don't remember?
Were you on the mix bill? I've just skipped
that. Thank God you don't remember.
you can guess. If you
Shame anyway.
No.
But not Name and Shame. Name and Shame sounds like it's a... Name and Shame. Who slept with Poppy?
I've heard a rumour about... You could cut it out.
Oh God!
We'll do it on our Patreon.
Is it live?
No, it's not. But I can. I'm going to snip this section.
This is all right up until that bit.
Is it all right? Yeah, it's fine up until that bit. Oh, about the dreamer. It's a good dreamer.
Oh, what's it? Is it you got a
message? If it's good.
No, he's good at going down on people.
That's good rumor.
That's great.
We'll keep that in.
Obviously, before his partner.
King of the lick. Yeah.
King of the scrunt.
Is there a word for
cunnilingus?
Is there a better, like, you know?
Eating out, but I don't out, like that.
It's quite visceral, that phrase, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah.
But like, sort of, there's like blowjobs. Like,
eating out doesn't sound
you
nice.
You can say so
it?
Many for blokes, but it's not really like a funny, well used one.
Tongue dart.
Fuck.
I don't reckon that'll catch on.
Tongue dart. That sounds very that's sharp.
That's more of a technique, isn't it, I suppose?
Darting
that's why
out.
There ain't a rumour about you, mate, with that technique.
Can someone start a rumour about me?
Yeah, the tongue dart.
Tongue dart Dean, mate.
I'm going to die.
Anyway.
Yeah, sorry,
about,
yeah. Okay.
Sex.
Suddenly it's going to cut back. How much are you going to cut out?
I might just None. Bleep. Should I just bleep it all?
I'll bleep it. Yeah.
Bleep the name.
Yeah,
that's it. Everything's fine.
Everything's fine.
Don't tell that I said that.
Stop saying his name.
The more you say it,
the harder it is for me to bleep the amount of times.
And put a thing over my mouth as well.
No, that'd be funny. Be
like, like that.
I don't know, actually. I think it's quite hard to. It's fun that people can try and. Yes.
There you go. Yeah.
Who else have you got rumours about?
Rumours.
Can you start some about me?
Yeah, I'll do the tongue dart one.
Yeah.
What else?
Thick dick or something. Thick.
But very short.
Very short and thick, like a tree stump.
It's like a wagon wheel.
I'm going to start like a wagon wheel dick.
Like a Milky Bar wagon wheel.
Chocolate orange. I can't breathe. I'm getting the Busta Rhymes thing again.
It's just what heart palpitations.
From the wagon wheel dick, yeah.
What were we talking about before we got onto these baseless rumours? We were talking about going through people's bags.
Yeah, after you've slept with them.
It's fun, isn't it?
It is. I mean, it is. It also is quite bleak. Like, I don't miss my single days.
Yeah.
For every sort of, you know, I know some people, when they settle down, resent sort of the fact they can't do what they want anymore. But I genuinely had enough times where I was self-aware enough to know how bleak.
You're like,
Not I never did anything bad, like, nothing questionable. I'm just clarifying.
You looked too panicked then.
I did nothing problematic, but even just like.
I did anything bad.
But I mean, you know, like, just that is. I remember just like really hating how tired you were when you're single.
Lying, trying to cheating.
Get off with people. No, just, like, just getting off with people and like just. You're up so late.
Yeah.
And then
the next day
you're knackered. To
them. Yeah, I know what you mean.
You're up so like comforting them when they're crying. What Yeah, I don't know what's going
on. I might need a curtain to blow my nose on. I'm getting the spots
now. You need some industrial tissue.
Yeah, can you see that? I am orange.
You're not orange at all.
You're orange tea, though, look. Oh. Yeah.
It's probably just, I think you've both just got jaundice.
Yeah.
Is that what's happened?
I've got COVID.
Have you been checked for liver cirrhosis?
Maybe I should, yeah.
I turned yellow. When I had got internal bleeding, I turned yellow.
Maybe I've got
like Bart Simpson.
Yeah, yeah. By the time I got to the hospital, I was yellow. So I was so jaundiced, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was brutal. Like, it was gross.
And how long were you in hospital for?
I was only in hospital for 4 or 5 days in the end.
I mean, I thought you were going to say hours. That's a long time.
I know. I got rushed into. I had some emergency surgery.
What did they do to you? Did they put a camera up your ass?
They had to go down my throat.
Oh, that's horrible.
And up my. That's got double ended by choice. They didn't have to.
And
do
then
it.
You went to the hospital.
They said they could do it via my stomach, but I went, "Oh, just can you just ram some shit up my ass?
Could you stick a tripod up my ass, please? That's what caused the internal bleeding."
No, so I'd lost so much blood, they didn't want to put me under general anaesthetic either.
Oh,
it was a risk. So they basically just had to give me a local anaesthetic on my throat and then just feed
the cock
this.
A wagon wheel.
Yeah.
Didn't even go anywhere.
But they put, because normally the endoscopy cameras are very thin, but they also had to, they put a tube down and they put these like pincery things and they fucking like did the surgery via that. So they had a camera in my stomach and they had this other pincer thing that they were cauterizing all the wounds to stop the bleeding.
Were you awake for this?
I was awake and it was like torture. I was held down by like four people because I was fighting
it.
Well, no, because they couldn't sedate me because it was too risky with the amount of blood I'd lost. So it was just a local.
Because that makes blood go around faster, does it, sedation?
I suppose if you've just lost a lot of blood, you must be at higher risk of dying under anaesthetic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, my God.
So it's a local anaesthetic, and then it was so horrible feeling that I just started naturally fighting it.
Yeah.
And I just had to be held down.
Oh, my God.
So it was like being held down and just fucking tortured.
My friend's dad had that. He didn't want sedation. They were like, "You sure?" And he was like, "Nah." And then they put it down and he said, like, you're constantly gagging.
Yeah, it was like half an hour of just sounds constant hot. Gagging.
What sort of sound did he make?
I'll do it, but you can bleep it out because it's too erotic.
But then I was nil by mouth for 4 days, so I couldn't have any liquid, any water, nothing. I was just on a drip. And I was still in quite a lot of pain.
Oh,
so I just had to have constant suppository painkillers just rammed up my batty hole.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Which the first one was a shock.
It was a cock.
It's non-stop, isn't it?
Non-stop dicks. Dicks going in. Oral assistants.
It's like doing a podcast with fucking Beavis and Butthead sometimes.
Sorry.
It's like Tourette's.
With dick.
I've got to find a gap for cock in a minute.
But yeah, it was just like the first one. I'd never had I was only early 20s. At that point, I'd never had a finger rammed up my ass. Turns out late 20s developed into quite a positive.
Yeah.
But
that lows by then.
Well, yeah, I mean, then you start sort of requesting it.
Yeah. But at this point,
But at this early 20s, I was, they said, we need to give you a painkiller.
Yeah.
Because I was so thirsty because I wasn't allowed water.
Yeah.
Even though I was on a drip, so I was hydrated. But just go in, try and go a few days about water. You'll be all right.
Yeah, I'll be fine. I
constantly felt like I was going to die from dehydration,
oh
even though I wasn't.
So you're on a drip.
Yeah.
So that's hydrating.
Yeah, so
it?
Physically I was getting the hydration, but my mouth was constantly dry.
And couldn't they just wet it a bit?
Well, that's what they do. They'd sort of dab my lips and I'd be like trying to eat the sponge. Like a werewolf, man. Oh. And I'd try it got to a point after a couple of days, I started trying to trick them into giving me that. Like, I'd wait for the nurse shift to change.
Yeah.
And they'd come round, like, can I get you anything? I'd be like, yeah, actually, they said they're taking that nil by mouth sign down because I don't need to be anymore. So I just keep grabbing me a water and she'd be like,
can you fix me a sandwich, doll?
The first time I asked for painkillers, they just went right and this came over with this like sort of big fucking bullet one like that.
Oh,
and
shit.
Guy flipped me over, this sort of, he was Filipino. And he did it so quick. Like, I thought it would just be a gentle, like, And he's put it at the edge there and just went,
hey! That's waiting for the muscle to contract,
it.
Isn't it?
Well, I think it's just thought, just get
just
it done.
Slamming it in.
Do you know what I mean?
So we just warming up. I suppose it's weirder if they warm up for ages.
I suppose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A bit of fork kissing blow on the mouth. It. So that's licking your nipples. Comes in with a bunch of flowers.
yeah, so that's it. Straight
oh
up there.
Oh my God.
But after the first time, mate, I was totally fine with it.
Shit. Yeah.
Requesting. Got a bigger one, mate.
You're back there queuing up the next day in A&E.
Oh
my
God.
Might try the extra large next time.
Just take a Kinder Egg up there, mate.
This opera guy I went out with said that...
Opera?
Yeah, no, opera as
or
well.
Or Oprah.
This is an unbelievable opera. Selection of men.
He said that he got into our stuff because of that exact thing.
Just, oh, what?
He was in France and he got ill.
Yeah.
And they just flipped him over and put a thingy...
But get up as well.
Yeah.
What? So he was into our stuff as in his arse?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. His ass. And I said, why? And he said,
You don't ask why.
Why not? I was young. That's the thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It hadn't been requested as much.
Yeah.
And I was like, why?
As much?
Yeah.
No, I had done a number of times.
I think generationally, though, not to get serious for a minute, I do think that's quite a new development.
I think it's
heterosexual guys sort of.
Have discovered
the erogenous zone is their own bumholes.
Might be more porn and
maybe. Yeah. But I just think I can't imagine. I mean, that's a disgusting sentence I was about to say, but I was saying I don't think my dad's ever had his bumhole touched. Do you know what I mean?
I'm
he's
sure
of a generation.
You bring
never
it up
know
around
that.
The table.
I'll ask him on his deathbed.
just put your hand on it and see his reaction. Just as he dies,
just goes out of a grin on his face. No, but it's generationally, I don't think a man who grew up in the 40s and 50s. Yeah, there was men in the 50s. I don't think were trying to get their partners to have a little reach around.
You never know. I'm not too sure.
And it would have always been the odd outlier who was, a pioneer. But I think just in terms of it almost being just totally in the acceptable realms of
I know what you mean. Yeah.
Endeavour.
Because I hadn't heard of that yet. That's why I was like, why? And he was like, oh, because...
Because it feels great. Now get on with it.
Why?
And so that he told me...
What, you a copper?
the French flip around.
They just did it to him. The French ruined it.
Yeah. Because he said, oh, yeah, they were saying stuff, but he was like, oh, my French wasn't good enough. Yeah.
Right.
Like a kid.
I think no is quite universal.
I only knew yes.
Keep going.
Harder.
We covered so much.
We have actually. Do you know
anal.
How let me just see how long we've been talking. I know, we're still
talking.
I wasn't
trying to wrap it up.
Yeah, all right, cool.
Right,
on that
cool.
note, thanks for listening, everybody. Get your questions in next time. Shall we move on from sex to something else?
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about next?
I don't know.
How's your podcast going?
Oh, fine, yeah. That's just sex stuff as well.
I've listened to some episodes. It's really funny.
How's your sex podcast going?
Yeah. Oh, great. Yeah.
Because for listeners, basically, it's called... Poppy Hillstead has entered the chat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's where you go on chat rooms, have conversations, and then reenact them on the podcast.
Yeah.
Where do you find these chat rooms?
Because
for chat rooms, to me, the idea of chat rooms feels quite old-fashioned almost now.
That's the thing.
I didn't even know they were still going. I know there's Reddit and stuff, but...
Yeah, so there's old ones, right, that are just still kicking about that have got, pure weirdos in.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is good to go in because you've got a good, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
what age are they? Older people that are still holding on to that part of the internet, or is there young people in these chat
rooms? It's like a mixture.
Are there video chat rooms?
There is on Omegle and stuff, but I don't go on there because I'm too scared.
Yeah, of course. Never show your face online.
But at the moment, which one did I do? I've been doing Harry Potter at the moment.
Harry Potter chat rooms?
Yeah.
Oh, how's that?
Yeah.
What are they like?
They're quite angry.
At?
Everything.
Really?
Yeah, well, it's just like I went into one yesterday or the day before, I can't remember when it was, and I got in there and I wasn't too sure because I was like, I don't know if I want to do Harry Potter because it's quite intense, do you know what I mean? It's like One
hardcore
Direction.
Hardcore fans.
Yeah, and I don't know the lingo. That's
no.
the thing.
And that's because you're a muggle, mate.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Muggle.
Never read it. I've never read a single word of it, to be honest. I've heard that word used.
So, yeah, I went in and they were like, oh, what's your OTP? And I was like, oh,
what is your OTP?
Well, that's what I was like,
oh,
what is it?
What's your original?
Original.
No.
Tipsy.
It's quite it's quite weird. It's one true pairing. And I was like, okay. Oh, and I was like, what, like me and you? And they were like, no. And I was like, well, like Voldemort and Harry. I thought some like weird bond. And they were like, no, that's disgusting. And I was like, what is it? What is it? Yeah, I was like, what
one
is it?
One true pairing. Is it your wand?
It's who you want to be together. Who you would really
out of
they
all the characters.
Really love these films, don't
yeah,
they?
Yes.
Or books rather.
So they were like, I was like, well, what's your one? And they were like, Lupin and Sirius. So two teachers, they were like, that's who I want to be.
I don't know who either
Who's
of
Lupin?
Those
Sirius
are.
Was the one that I've seen one of the films and Gary Oldman's in it.
Yeah.
He plays
it's
Sirius.
It's him, and then I can't remember the other guy. He's like a werewolf guy in it. So two old
is
teachers.
It David Thewlis plays him?
Yeah,
or
I think so. Yeah. So she wanted them together.
Right.
And then she was like, who do you want together? And I was like, Harry and Hagrid. I thought I'd just say something to wind her up. And she's like, oh, that's disgusting. That's horrible. And I was
Hagrid
like,
is the guy, yeah?
Yeah.
Cracker. What's
cracker,
his name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Scottish guy.
What's his name?
The white guy you meant, yeah? The cracker. He was the, that was his name. It was a psychologist.
Yeah.
I'd love it if you thought
show.
Like that. Cracker. Oh, yeah, Cracker.
What's that cracker's name?
Yes.
Robbie Coltrane.
Yeah, Robbie
that's
Coltrane.
There we
that's
go.
It. So I said, yeah, I said about.
I mean, Hagrid and Harry is a terrible
idea.
Yeah,
I was just trying to, like, annoy him.
They're right, it's gross.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Big, hairy man.
Yeah, yeah.
A little boy.
Can anyone just say Harry Potter and Hermione? Is that her name?
Hermione.
There's an Armani in it. Giorgio.
That's too simple, that one, I reckon. Oh,
yeah.
It's
yeah.
all like...
Oh, yeah, you don't want
to
be...
That's what I'd bring to the table.
The only two characters you know the names of. You don't even know one of their names. So what was the other... Like, what other ones are people chatting
well,
about?
Well, After I said Hagrid and Harry, she's like, oh, it's disgusting. I was like, trying to wind her up. I was like, oh, what am I getting wrong? Is it because it's kids and adults? And they were like, oh, no, because Snape...
No, that wasn't a problem for these geeks.
They were like, Snape and Harry is a usual one. And I was like, all right. And I was like, well, is that all right? But Hagrid's not all right. And they were like, oh, he just doesn't pair well with anyone. And I was like, what? And they were like, here's some other bad ones. And they said, like, do you know what I mean? A mythical creature with, like... random kids and a load of different ones.
I'd argue putting any of the kids in the
I was like,
with an adult,
they're all
bad. I'd argue that's immoral.
Yeah. But I was like, why is Hagrid worse? And they're like, it just is. And I was, and another one was they were like, oh, we're Ginny and Ron. And I was like, they're brother and sister. And they were like, yeah. And I was like, so even incest is not as bad as Hagrid with anybody.
That's rude.
So,
he just wants to be loved. You know?
Yeah.
He's just a big guy.
I don't know what the problem is. That's what I was trying to
let
trying
Harry
to work
and him
out.
Hook up, innit, I think.
Yeah, I think just let him, yeah.
Because wasn't there, there was some people, some fans, you know, some people, some fans obviously obsessives and they just don't want anything that falls outside of what they think about it.
Yeah, yeah,
wasn't
yeah,
it the
yeah,
thing
yeah.
when, didn't they make a prequel or something to Harry Potter? I forgot the name of it. But apparently in it, it's got a young Dumbledore.
Oh, what, the stage show thing?
Yeah, and I think it's didn't they make it into a TV show?
Oh, no,
as
I
well?
Know what you mean. It's Fantastic Beasts.
Isn't Dumbledore gay in it?
I don't know.
And I think when that was sort of, that was mooted, loads of people were like, it's just, they're ruining Dumbledore. Like, he's not, you know, it's like, you don't know if he's gay.
I mean, it's immoral, isn't it?
He's but yeah.
Not really.
Not really.
Not really.
But yeah, it's that thing. People just, it's obsessives, isn't it? It's just.
Yeah, they're really, really, really obsessive.
Well, one of the most like, cause again, because I've seen like bits of one or two of the films.
Yeah, I've never read the books. Yeah.
But I once met Matt Lewis, the actor who played Neville Longbottom in the films.
Oh, he's got hot.
In Leeds. Yeah, and he's really good looking, and he's a big actor now. And yeah. Like, you know, that sort of made him, that film. But
yeah.
He was in the whole series of the films. And I met him in Leeds at a gig. And we just, we exchanged numbers, we stayed in touch. And then it was in Edinburgh about 5 years ago, and he came to my show, and we went for a drink afterwards.
Yeah.
And
did you marry him?
But we're in a bar, and I've got no idea how famous he is. Like, yeah, I just know he's a good actor, and I knew he was in the Harry Potter films.
Yeah.
And he was a dish.
But I didn't realise, like, Harry Potter fans are obsessed with him.
They're nuts.
Like, I've never been with somebody and that many people have come up for photographs over the course of the night. It was non-stop.
And they could even recognise him, like,
because they followed him from going from little chubby Neville Longbottom to this great-looking guy.
Oh, my God.
And it was
who was he in it? One of Harry's mates? Like, he was a kid in it?
Yeah.
And he grew up in the films as well and became, like, this good-looking hero at the end.
They're obsessed with him.
Like, it was so interesting just watching that. And it was a funny age group of like women essentially or had all grown up with the films.
Is in these chat rooms I'm going in, it's kind of like middle-aged women.
Yeah,
a lot.
So were you a big fan of Harry Potter?
Not really. No. I didn't read it until like later, and then I was like,
weirder. It's reading really a kid's book in adulthood.
Well, you can get them and they have the adult covers. Do you know about this?
That doesn't change.
It's like the cooler.
It doesn't matter.
What do you mean adult covers? Just some like porn darker scene.
Yeah, I've seen
Armani with the boobs out.
Well, in one of the films, they randomly put Hermione and Harry like getting off in like a dream sequence, which isn't in the book.
Right.
I was just like, what? Like, okay, it's not in.
Is that in one of the films?
Yeah, they just like insert it in.
When you say getting off, I think it was probably quite innocent.
No, like, they're naked and they're getting off. Honestly,
what age were they?
Hardcore porn just come out of the blue.
Just a couple of kids doing
you're
some
just
spells,
clapping them cheeks with this fucking. How many films are there?
I don't know.
Fucking loads, isn't there? Like seven or eight.
That many? I think I've seen the first two, maybe.
Yeah. I like they kind of went kitchen sink kind of realism in one of them. It got really dark. That was probably the naked sex scene.
Yeah,
thing.
I'll have to watch that one.
That was dark.
That scene.
Just a scene. Is it on YouTube?
I'll send it to you, yeah.
Have you got it, yeah?
Yeah, I got it.
Bang it over.
I feel like we're going to get arrested for this episode.
I think
it's been like child sex.
I hope so.
Like...
we can finally give up.
Oh, they're not kids in it though, are they?
Yeah.
Oh.
But they've got to be. It must be one of the later films when they're over 16, surely.
It was the later film, legal reasons. But maybe they were 16.
They better be.
I mean.
He might know.
Hey, mate.
Yeah, they were supposed to be like 18, something like that.
By the end of the film, they weren't.
I remember that was Deathly Hallows Part 1.
You know what I'm on about, though.
Yeah, it was Deathly Hallows
Part 1. He's on the forum, mate.
I'm a pothead, as we like to be referred to.
What's your OTP?
OTP? Ginny and Ron. No, I don't know.
Who's Ginny?
Ginny and Ron. Oh, they're brother and sister. That's sick.
Yuck.
Delicious.
Oh, God.
Ginny and Ron, yeah.
So, what other chat rooms have you been in late?
I can't remember.
Sorry, I just stroked Carl's knee.
I didn't know who did it. I didn't say anything.
It just
looked
like you're interlocked under the table because I don't know how long your legs are.
We just intertwine our legs for the whole episode.
My legs are 6'2".
Got one long leg that shows like this.
Just put my foot on that chair. Just see me with my toes wiggle.
Mine are so short, so they're like all the way back here. But I was like, I was thinking, I wonder what. Do you know what I mean? If you were like that.
We sometimes go, we're feeling insecure, we just lock it in.
We just dock for the whole episode. For any people who don't know what that means, it's a disgusting...
It's touching willies.
You sort of, but isn't it you actually
is
like...
Is it in it though?
Put one in the
one
other.
One foreskin over Charge the end up. Of the other one.
Is it foreskin?
I'm on 10%, can I stick it in quickly?
Just pass over some files.
So if a book he's read a book that I haven't read, I can just download it. Download the series 10 of Harry Potter.
God, is it foreskin over the dick or is it down the urethra? What about
no, it can't be down the urethra.
No.
Unless you've got a
people
long thing.
Batteries down.
I know, but then people need to their heads examined.
That's if you've got low energy. But no one does. No one could put another willy in that bit.
I think they could.
No, I don't think you could. I think, obviously, because the extreme
people do.
People
crazy
put
shit.
Stuff down a bit. It tends to be very, I'd say, very hard things. I don't think a knob's ever get into that level.
That
of,
hard, yeah.
I don't think it could.
What about?
It needs to be metal, plastic.
Jam
you're
going to
be
in.
Jamming stuff down your cock. It needs to be made of harder stuff.
Okay.
Just saying. So I've thought docking was.
What about if you've been circumcised
over the end?
Can like circumcised blanket. People
no,
do it?
No, they've just got to do it.
Can I play basically? Is what I'm trying to say.
If you dock with someone that's got extra foreskin.
What do you mean extra?
Well, even more.
Like a big anteater.
Yeah. People are like that.
Right.
Yeah.
But it sort of stretches out when they get hard.
I don't know.
Sorry.
You're saying sorry, man. But I am trying to think.
So what are the forums?
The question.
Oh, the docking forum.
Oh, yeah, that was me.
Maybe I should. Oh, I know. I was looking at Amphro plane morph porn.
Right.
Where it's like people like imagining like what planes would look like if they were like.
Aeroplanes?
Yeah. Like, you know, you get, like, animals and people are like, oh, what if this was, like, a sexy
horse.
Rabbit?
Oh, yeah,
or
right,
horse.
Yeah.
Like Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah. Yeah. Although Jessica Rabbit is a woman.
This is a woman who's just married to a rabbit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just her surname.
Yeah. Lola Bunny in Space Jam is, like, sexy rabbit. So it's like, if you take that concept, it's people that, like, get planes.
How do you...
Sexualize a plane.
How do you make a plane
some suspenders
sexual.
On it?
Put in Amphro plane morph into your Amphro plane morph porn into your.
Cole's about
Google.
To find a new kink. Cole's about to go solid.
Amphro plane morph.
Wanking off to 9/11 later.
Oh, God. Anthromorph, anthroplanes, Reddit.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, have a look.
Aeromorph.
Yeah, I can't remember the exact term for it, but you might want to go into like images.
I suppose they're phallic shapes, aren't they?
They are.
I mean, my dick's got wings like that as well.
Oh, man.
Maybe
this
get
is.
On there.
Right, yeah.
Yeah,
so it's
yeah,
just
yeah,
planes
yeah.
with tits, basically.
Yeah, it's planes with tits.
What the fuck?
Just like
I mean, I don't want to.
There's a lot of
kink shame.
Oh yeah, I'm not.
But they should be.
I kind of get it.
They should
be sort their lives out.
Well ashamed of themselves.
Here we go. Some cute tanks.
Yeah. Or
I mean, I would say that's not really.
I mean, that's like a manga.
I don't know if you can see this.
No, that's like a kind of.
That's not. A tank.
I mean, that's straight fit.
I think go into the images.
No, what am I keep doing? How do I do going to? I don't know.
If you go back to Google.
Go back to Google, yes.
Go into Google Images.
Oh, right, yeah.
And then it'll give you a better variety.
I mean, that's just a hairy plane.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, this is just a plane. I mean, I don't
I mean, that's a clove version.
I mean, these people probably have got some unchecked issues, haven't they? Not to,
maybe.
Like, I mean, as most people.
I don't know what makes you say that, mate. People want to fuck a plane.
But, like, there's stuff they could definitely deal with and, like, because that's...
I suppose
know.
It's quite, it's a harmless.
I suppose
hobby.
Just because
it is harmless.
It's not for me. I mean,
yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
You know what I mean? I've got
yeah.
my own stuff, I suppose.
I mean, those pictures are.
And yours isn't harmless.
Mine's straight illegal.
So if anything, we're judging
mine ain't
the wrong
on
people.
Google, mate.
We're
I mean,
judging the nice people.
That's with a Google safe.
Mine's on the
on.
Dark web.
But if you see it without it, I kind of get it. Okay. I haven't been able to like
have you
get
been
in
converted
there.
To that?
Yeah, loving it. No, I get where they're coming from.
Right.
It's just really
where
so
are they
specific.
Coming from?
I don't know.
<They're>
just
willies.
Like. So that gets them horny looking at that.
I think so. I think it's like mostly like, oh yeah, what would happen? I can kind of get where they come from. They've gone, okay, there's a plane. It's quite sexy, the shape.
Yeah, it's phallic, yeah.
And then imagine if it's like getting refueled.
You know what else is phallic though? A cock.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they are essentially overcomplicating
There's lots of like images of like
cocks on the internet as well. You're right, actually.
Of like a guy shagging the massive plane.
Oh,
yeah. It's like not in real life, like drawn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
It's like I fucking hope so.
Trying to board me. We've been the plane's been delayed due to a guy clapping its cheeks behind it. He's almost done, yeah. And we're ready to take off.
I haven't found an angle on it yet, though. Do you know what I mean? To get it into the podcast. So at the moment, I'm at the horrible stage.
Well, there's
where I've
no good
been...
conversations that have unfolded yet.
Would you not?
I just don't know what to say to him.
Would you not? Do you know anyone who could just design you one and you go in with a picture and see what?
I could draw one. I mean, that's a good idea. Yeah.
You're a good drawer, artist.
I might. Yeah, I'll draw one. Yeah. That's a good idea. Yeah.
Just go big though. It's got to be disgusting.
Well, I don't know how. I mean, everything that you could think of.
Just
being
draw
done
a guy getting
place.
A BJ off a plane.
Yeah,
of a plane. Like the plane giving him a BJ.
Just draw
got
that.
A couple of penciled at home. Just come and take a photo of my wall.
Yeah, send me your drafts and I'll tidied up version.
Got some watercolors that I've done. Sitting by the river on an easel.
God.
There you go. So
right.
I'm trying with that one.
Sexual stuff goes weird, doesn't it? Like,
Oh, I mean, it's.
What, do you mean? What on this podcast?
I think it. Yeah. I mean, sexual kinks are like come from like a real deep place.
Childhood. Yeah.
Kind of place.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also, I think, you know, I reckon people used to have pretty kinky shit going on.
Yeah.
And everyone thought it's because it was taboo and it wasn't, you know, we weren't as sexually open as we are now.
Yeah.
It's because of the internet.
But actually, I think since we all became much more sexually open, things have just really escalated.
It's on nuts.
Turns out.
Yeah, we should rein it in a bit. Wind your neck, you freaks.
But it is, I think, you know, it's like, I think it's almost like a Pandora's box we opened.
Yeah,
there.
And now you
we thought that sexually freedom would make everyone just happy and just be able to be themselves. Turns out we've just all just gone like fucking insane.
Yeah,
it's crazy shit.
Yeah.
I suppose it is the extreme boundaries. Of it, though. It's not like most people, is it?
No.
Just some people.
Yeah.
Just us.
You'll go home now and you'll look at the plane stuff and you'll both be converted.
Jacking off.
That's sort of why I mean, it's not why I don't look at those sort of things.
Yeah.
But part of me does like, I don't even want to venture into looking at creepy, crazy shit because I'm like, what if I find my thing?
Yeah.
I'd rather not find it. Yeah. I'd rather just die without knowing that I wanted to watch a tank fuck a plane. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's when I've been in the forums. One, I don't really know what to talk about to the plain fucking people.
But can't you see what they're talking about and then jump in a bit?
But it's just like, that's what I'd usually do, but because I kind of understand where they're coming from. No, as in, I'm not...
Just be yourself then, just ask what you want to ask.
Yeah. I'm going to do that, but I don't know if I can do a whole episode on
bring helicopters into it.
Yeah, they've already have. They've done everything I can think of. Yeah. That's the thing. They've done everything.
Sounds hot.
Good. I've just seen the time. We should wrap it up.
Yeah.
It's flown by.
Do you edit this?
Probably for the wrong reasons. Yeah. No, it goes out as live.
Oh, no, is it?
People were saying the Stephen Bailey episode was a bit
rude. Oh, my
God.
They were saying that words. What did you
think? Oh, there was a couple of chats about sexual things, I'd say this one was pretty much 100%.
This is horrible. Yeah,
I'm gonna put it on
bleep it all.
I'm gonna put it on X hamster.
Just one long bleep.
we should wrap it up before. And we've said enough. I think we said enough for 1 year. What do we need to say? Well, you can tell. Yeah,
people have learned something, though.
I think
shouldn't be scared of these subjects.
Yeah.
No, I mean, we're not scared of them.
No.
I mean, the listeners.
I'm ashamed of them.
They're triggered.
tell people where they can find your podcast. It's everywhere, isn't it? It's on all
it's
the
everywhere.
Platforms.
I've just seen how thick my neck looks in this. Do you know what I mean? Can you blank that out as well?
I don't think it looks. Well, no.
Why is it so muscly?
What do you mean, thick?
I don't know. Just really like muscly.
Have you been doing
head lifts?
I think it might be something that I've been doing. Yeah, can you blank it out, pixelate it?
Do you want,
put a big collar on it.
one of them medieval ruffs around your neck.
It doesn't look thick on the camera.
I don't think so. It looks thicker than your necks.
I mean, maybe you're just insulting our thin giraffe necks.
Have we got thin necks?
No, you haven't got thin necks. It's just that mine's looking really weird at the moment. I think it's from all the coughing. Anyway, sorry, what was it?
Just build their muscles up.
Just have a better than a neck.
Steroid
wider
neck.
Than your head. Be creepy as shit, wouldn't it?
That's what I feel like I've got.
So people can find it on all the platforms.
All of them, yeah.
Just search for the
it's
word.
It's just everywhere.
Vicky Hillstead has entered the chat.
Yeah, and then I've got a web series coming out soon.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
What's that teasing about? Info about it?
It's just
joining the Mile High Club.
They have to pretend to be like 18 in it at some point, and I just don't. I just look old. Do you know what I mean?
Why don't you understand?
What are you saying?
No, like I have to age down to 18, my 18-year-old self.
Oh, right, yes.
Yeah.
But you look young, I think.
No, I don't. I've got, if you get
did
near
you,
me.
When you were 18, did you look really old?
Elderly, yeah.
Benjamin Button.
It's just, I don't know. I don't even know. People should watch it. And
yes.
Just,
watch
just
it, guys. I'm going to watch it.
Don't worry about
it.
Yeah, thanks.
We'll watch it live on the next podcast.
Yeah, there you go.
Do a commentary.
She don't look 18, does she? No.
Look at her neck. It's massive. Yeah.
Giant neck and red face.
And our podcast admin, we should say thanks to everyone for listening, watching.
Thanks to all our patrons.
Sign up to Patreon for extra mini episodes where it's just us two.
YouTube channel.
Oh, that's
the link is in our Insta and stuff.
Cool plugging there.
So unsure and creepy about it.
Yeah, I know. Just I mean, the thing is, it's weird telling people where to find stuff because everyone, you can find anything.
Yeah, just look anywhere.
Search the words and you'll find
it. Yeah.
But thanks to all our patrons.
But YouTube links are quite hard to find, I think, aren't they?
I think. I don't know.
If you're looking in the real world under a chair. The links are on our social media.
Yeah, and so share it around if you like it. You know, tell your friends, tell your families. Probably not about this one.
Not this
one.
Tell your family to skip this one. But other than that, thanks, Poppy, for joining us. It's been really fun.
Thanks
for
coming.
It's been a right laugh.
Thank you.
And we'll see you all next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys. We're like children's BBC presenters.
I'm alright, bro.